commission has come out of executive session regarding an agreement, an interdepartmental agreement by and between the prosecuting attorney's office and the county commission. I've got a quick note that was just handed to me that the chairman of the Taney County Planning Commission, Rick Treese, has announced that this evening's Planning Commission public hearing is canceled and they will hold their next regularly scheduled meeting next Monday. And the public hearing, which was scheduled for this evening, will be held at that time. If we could move to Road and Bridge update.
Mr. Houseman, I'd like to, do you think that we should send out a press release on that to get that in the on the radio station and the, because there may be people show up at those hearings. So.
Yes.
Well, should we ask the P&Z people to put that out?
Could you ask Shanna if she would send out a notice to the press?
She wouldn't have to do that. They could do it down at Planning and Zoning.
Or the Bonita send out a notice to the press. Speaking about the press, good morning. Mr. Hayes?
Good morning. Got a few things to talk about. First one on the road vacates, on the discussion on several roads. I do know they had their first reading on these roads. I did make a big map highlighting all these roads, and all of them are in the Big Cedar area.
Okay.
We do have a few of them that we would have concerns with. They are, a portion of these roads are county maintained. Several of them on this list are not. But I'm going to have to recreate a map if we can't find the one I did. Tim Hutchins and I sat down and created one that I'm pretty sure went to. That's another issue.
Okay.
But anyway, we need to discuss a few of these roads because we're going to end up being a dead end roads where there are currently two roads or portions of roads that we'll have to travel other roads to even get to our portion. So this will come up again, and I believe the next meeting will be January. So sometime between now and
then.
I can make you a
Besides the road vacations that were in the Big Cedar area, wasn't there also another road vacation presented by someone else? It seemed like there was another.
They completed the one in Taylorville and went back down the west. The one out there on Swan.
Oh, yeah, that
that's
was
not what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
But I know which one you're talking about. Went down and crossed the creek.
Yeah,
right. Vacated down.
That one's done.
Last quarter. Randy, would you?
I don't know what the other one.
Would you, for us, look at these individual roads that are scheduled for a public vacation hearing, which will be in January.
Okay.
Delineate by us chronologically, number them, road number such and such, or describe each one individually. With a recommendation for you, for those that you feel can safely be vacated, and those that we have questions about.
Okay.
So that we'll have that on the day that we chat about those roads. Danny,
okay.
You start to say something? No?
I was going to ask him if those that are, you're concerned with the turnaround.
Part of them, that would be one of the main concerns.
Well,
is,
wait just a second. What I want you to do is to make sure that they have turnarounds. We have that on all existing county roads, is that we have a turnaround spot and that that be the opportunity be given for them to provide a turnaround before this comes up or paperwork for a turnaround.
Okay.
Whether it be a hammerhead or cul-de-sac.
Okay. Before we go any further, I wonder, Danny, if you would like to repeat the comments that you made earlier regarding Road and Bridge, since a member of the media is here, and the condition of our roads within Taney County, certainly compared to conditions of our roads outside or other roads outside of this county.
Well, as I've stated, you know, these boys are here that are Road and Bridge, and I've bragged on them until I'm almost tired of it. But I tell you what, they did an outstanding job on the roads, county roads, and dropped their blades to get to those county roads to help the state out. And there was comments and calls made to me about certain roads that people thought they were in the city, or that they were MoDOT, originally they were MoDOT roads that the county didn't have anything to do with, but the road and bridge crew took did a great job keeping the county roads clean, and I got calls from all over the county applauding them for the job that they'd done.
You know, I'd like to add to that, and a comment I didn't make this morning is I had some calls from people who travel from other counties via county roads to get into ours, and they said it's night and day when they left whichever county they were coming out of and came into Taney County. I mean, it was just an immediate difference as soon as they crossed that line and hit the Taney County line. So, guys, I know it's a hard job. I know that it is a job where we have individuals that risk their safety constantly and trying to take care of the roads for the public, and I commend you for the jobs that you did and the men and women that you have working for you did. I'm sorry, let's go back, Randy.
Okay, on the road vacates, I'll make a complete list of each individual road that and make recommendations on each one of them and bring back to you before the January meeting. Two other items. One of them, we had got sent a bill for a communication line repair that I wanted to bring up to you. One of our dump trucks in doing spreading base on a road over here in Venus on the lake area, we encountered a low line. In talking with the crew chief that was working that job, he actually had to raise this line and tape it to another one to get a grader under it. That was the line we basically knocked down. So they come out, they repaired it, but they sent an investigator, but we received a bill from this communication cable company.
Randy, let me shorten this conversation. Was the line, there is a minimum that their lines can be across the road, and if it was less than that minimum, we don't need to be paying any bills.
It was less than that minimum. I think their minimum height, I did look online and talked with a couple other individuals that know where the standards are. MoDOT conferred with them. I know what their standard is over highways, but then there's standards for other roads other than highways, and that roads that could have truck traffic, different things like that. So there is a standard they have to follow, and this did not meet it. Yeah. It does now, but it didn't at that time.
So. Right. There's a standard for driveways. There's a standard for everything as far as electric and communication companies that they have to abide by, and we don't need to be paying a bill that that doesn't. If they were at fault, the bill may go to them for our extra time. And
I'll want to respond back to them in our relating to that.
Do you have documentation for the height and everything that existed?
Just what our personnel had related to us, and we know what a greater height is, standard greater height, and we couldn't get it under it without moving the line. We also have information from a resident
did he see the amount?
that lives in that area.
Talk to him about it. Dave, this is the one you talked to me about, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's...
There's no sense in us having to pay that if it's too low.
Okay, I agree. The next item is I met with Mr. Peter. This is dealing with Acacia Club, a portion of Acacia Club Road, and what they're proposing. On the east end of Acacia Club. Devin and I met with him out there, and they're proposing doing a road change or on a portion of this Acacia Club Road, and I'm talking about possibly sharing in the cost and different things, but that's what they're proposing, and something for you to look at. And one of the first things we need to be doing is probably a survey to kind of get an alignment and kind of a cost estimate.
Well, help me out. The existing road, doesn't that abut property owners that are between the road and the lake?
No. Pretty much all
they bought up a lot of it.
Pardon?
They have bought up a lot of it.
They bought all the property.
All of it?
Mm. Pretty much all of it.
I don't want.
Well, pretty much is not going to get. Oh, they're proposing another way to get to that.
Right.
They would come in from the backside.
They pretty much own everything highlighted.
Show me again how they would get to that property. If you vacate this, how will they get there?
Right here
from the backside.
They're proposing a new road here.
Until, I think we're just a little premature on this, until they get things bought up, then we can have the discussion on it. I appreciate the map that you give us here.
But what they made.
Right. And I think that we'll look at it. I'm in total agreement of what I have seen on the thing, but they still don't have some properties purchased, and I don't want to.
You said on the east end?
Yeah, it'd be on the east end of Acacia Club.
How far is that from the properties that the county's buying?
It'd be quite a ways. Yeah we're probably a half a mile, maybe more from.
Okay.
A little farther than that. I think.
But the county's buying?
The flood buyout.
Yeah, we're just not going down. I was like, what are you talking
about?
I thought maybe you two did something I didn't know about, so.
No. Last meeting we had, you weren't here, but we talked a little bit about the transfer station. We want to, especially if we can go ahead with the doors, or you want a different discussion, or we lack one thing of being in compliance, basically, on this building, and that was the issue of the main doors, I believe, was the last item. And we do have some costs, basically, just putting doors on the existing building.
Have you reached a decision, or have you reached a summary of, because there's been a lot of discussion about what type of doors and all this, what I would think that we would look at now is the cheapest route that we could go and be in compliance, because we may change the entire layout of that transfer station.
That was part of what we were looking at, is just putting sliding doors, what was similar to what was originally there to begin with, would be the last part to get us in compliance, and then whatever we do with the site or the building from there on, we're probably talking estimated costs for materials, both openings there, less than $6,000.
I'd say do
$6,000.
Get us in compliance.
And part of this, I mean, we can hang the construct and build the first big doors. It's that lower door we've got to close that hole up to. So
I'm saying go ahead and do it. What do you think, Brandon? It's up there on your...
Yeah. And easy to get done, so we like to say...
Yeah, $6,000 is because we may totally redo the entire building.
And we'll get fined more than that if we
don't
get it done. Could get fined more than that.
Yeah. Well, that's when I'm... Okay, we'll move forward with that then.
Do we need to vote because of the amount? He's got an estimate of about $6,000.
Well, I've got some... I've got two different estimates for two different... one's a lower opening that Scott Starrett got estimates and price quotes, and then the other is a material quote and us building the doors and hanging them on the big front part because they're just going to be sliding doors.
And we don't need to do anything if they're under the price amount, but I mean, if they're over, we need to go ahead and approve it, don't we?
Well, they're not where we have to bid it out. It's if we can three quote price, it's not over.
You're secure in that part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just say go ahead.
We're just wanting your through the process. Blessing. So. Okay.
Me? Move forward.
All right.
Me too.
I will tell you we're basically complete with our road and bridge office. We're just waiting for good weather where we'll get guys available that right now they're busy with snow and ice and all this other, so kind of put that on hold, but we're ready to move back in.
Got carpet and everything down.
Everything is, all we lack is a couple of minor items that Steve's going to have to build a cabinet for the restroom and then a counter parked there on the first entryway. Other than that, everything else pretty much complete. IT's done, phones are ready to go. And
okay, that's good. That sounds good.
So can we ask that you check with us before we have that move? I mean, you're not looking at moving tomorrow, right?
No. Possibly next week, if there is.
It looks real nice. I was over there in it the other day.
Did a great job.
Okay. The other items I have is personnel, so whatever these guys have, they can... Those heavy coats that we all have, there's 9 people across the county, road and bridge, that were left out on them because coming on after we had got them. Can we get those?
Yeah, I think that you probably need them now.
Yeah.
Are they reflector type too?
They're very high reflective.
Yeah.
Just get them.
Break
the wind.
Just go ahead and get them then. I've got another thing before you get into personnel that I'm going to talk about.
Talk with Joanna, though, with whatever our purchasing agreement is. If we want to get an ASAP, then we need an invoice in order for it to get taken care of within this year.
Yeah.
So that we can move forward on that as quickly as possible. You had something else?
Yes. It's my... I come by during all this storm event, and I've seen that we, in order to work on the trucks on Mount Branson, that we had to leave the doors open. So I took a little time and went up and visited with Fuzz about what he was having to do there as far as leaving the doors open. He told me about the length of the trucks and everything. So I would like for this commission to look into building a metal building up there. It doesn't, a metal building for a shop to where you could put a truck in there that you were working on, thaw it out, or whatever in that particular area up there as far as not having to. He was telling me about one experience he had with 3 o'clock in the morning up there trying to get those boys back on the road, and it's stinking cold. It's hard to even move your hands. So that's something I would like for us to look into, is putting some type of a building up where it maybe would hold a couple of vehicles at a time, or we might even do some more investigating about the added acreage there at the hill and see what they might meant for that, if we needed to put that in up there or something. We have got enough room on the east barn to put two or three trucks in, don't we? If we work on the same time.
We put three in safely. I've got some rollers, two rollers, and my mower tractor that I was going to take over to F Highway to put in out of the weather, because we would like to store in the dry. And the sheriff has a complete barn facility there now. I can't put them in there. Stoll's got his stuff in the other barn. The sewer department's got the other barn. So I guess I'm going to have to throw a tarp over them, leave them at my shop. But it sure will be nice to use her.
What about the building we have up here that's up?
Sheriff's department's got one side of it, and the other we've got stored for material.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit here a little bit later on, because that was built for road and bridge purposes.
Our equipment, of course, we're having to run older now because of budgetary reasons. It would be nice if I had some place where I could store them through the winter, our chip and seal equipment and mow tractors to keep them out of the weather, which would be a big benefit.
We'll have discussion about that when call you in for some more budget talk for Andy.
Also, is it my turn? We need to speak to GIS mapping about the end of Crawley Way. I had to go rescue two ambulance vehicles the other day because the GPS routed through Barker Home, come down, gravel the backside. That number should be took off the GIS until we do something about it, because that could have been a bad deal. We had to respond to that last house at the end of the
road. I'm curious why it was that we responded to it instead of the private sector.
Pardon me?
We responded to it?
I had to go get two ambulances unhung. It's a crossroad there. The other end of Crawley Way is an old gravel road that comes down and crosses an old canyon. It's a real steep canyon, and GPS routes them
that
way commonly. And if any way possible, we need to take that off of GIS until we fix
it. I understand exactly what you're asking for. I think that we definitely need to chat about that.
Yeah.
My curiosity is us rescuing other vehicles, and what liability do we have if it tears up their vehicle?
Oh, I didn't pull it. I just blazed the snow out.
I misunderstood you. I'm sorry.
I did the second ambulance. It was a Explorer or something, and he was hung tight, and I did pull in about 5 foot. But the main ambulance, I got all the snow away from it, and it was able to roll backwards and then come out on its own because I didn't want to tie it in.
You gentlemen want Harlan to go over and talk with?
I don't know. It's probably one of those deals that...
Our IS department or...
It's probably one of those deals that we had just exactly like we had with over on your side out there where people were going through that place. And
I think that's the second time ambulances have been hung, I believe, down in there. He was going to go back to some director was out there, and he was going to go back and speak to his people about trying to get it straight away on the system.
Yeah. Well, it's been discussed several times about that particular road, about doing something there in that little old steep, well, it's a steep draw is what it is, so we might look at that as...
What is it that we could do? Because that's one of the first places that floods whenever we have high water, isn't it? Down at
you're thinking of two different parts.
Beg your pardon.
Parts.
I thought you said Barker Hole.
Well, it's the crossroad from Barker Hole into Crowley Way. It's
actually,
a little crossroad comes off.
It's up on the hill.
I know where it is.
It's actually the lower end of Crowley Way that connects.
I know where that is.
There's two.
I've got an old home out of Sleepy Hollow that's 18 foot, 10 foot probably. We could probably put in there and put a fill over at some point in time. We could make it a lot more favorable for crawlers.
We would have to probably acquire right away to put that kind of fill in because the fill itself would go way beyond our.
Which most of it should be cooled there, I think, at that last house. It may be cooled.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll all be core down to that. Yeah. We might check in on that. And the reason I'm not saying to you to change the IS department stuff is because that stuff, as we run into out there, until we actually, did we vacate that road out on Fall Creek, or what did we do with that?
I don't argue it. IS
farm
doing anything about it, that's just through his army. Yeah. Also, Jan was getting worked out amongst herself.
Oh, they couldn't make it. This is the second time.
Right.
That didn't happen. I
don't know. Okay, part. I just, I'm
it
just.
It couldn't be.
Yeah. Once it's satellited in and it's projected as a county road through there, it's a problem because you can't hardly get it. I think that's what we run into out there. We couldn't get taken off of there, and we had buses hung up. And so anyway, let's discuss that after we get through the snowstorm business here. And
it looks really bad that day.
Well, what I would say would be maybe send an email to, have Road and Bridge send an email to the ambulance district and the sheriff's department about that particular location, and we might just close the road there, but as it comes out on both ends of that, up there at that house, and is there a turnaround where they could turn around?
That's the hard part. The last house is right on a steep incline and very difficult turn around, and
right.
So we got to close below that. I mean, we can keep them from coming in the back way. We maintain down to that last house.
Right.
So that's not so much of a problem as long as they'll come in off 160 off the Crawley Wayside.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. What you think?
Yeah. Gets over here, we'll know that's hard to turn around.
I guess what I'm asking is go ahead and contact them and tell them that we have
okay. Well,
this individual was supposed to talk to him when he got back, but second round got him the same location.
Their main office is still over in the same, they just moved one building back. We'll find out. The comp time, Randy, was you going to see about? Yeah, that's the other thing. With this storm, we've got people that are going to need a little extra time to get rid of some built-up comp time because some of them would have are going to have extra with this storm. You guys have a timeline to
get it in this year?
They ain't going to be able to get it in this year. It ain't going because some of them even have vacation they've got to use, so we got to get it used up.
And this may not be popular with them, but I say pay them.
Okay.
I mean, we got a very tight 2014 budget, and we've also got 2013. I'd say that we need to go ahead and just pay the boys for what time they have in. I don't know how you could do it any other way.
It's going to be difficult. If we get into another storm, I mean, we could get another one before the end of the year. We're going to have to work it, so I'm more worried about them having time, getting their vacation, whatever they have to use.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, I mean, that's one option.
If you,
anything over.
I'd extend it to May or June or whatever to have it back down to 80. I mean, that's just an example.
But if you extend it, most of my boys would take it off in time. It wouldn't cost them any time factor. Just be taken off when the time, you know, instead of just a cash amount, if it was extended to something like that. Most of my crew would then take time off and get paid for it.
Well, they were, you're talking about just paying anything over them. Everybody that's over 80.
What I'm concerned with is the fact that this is not the end of the storms during this time. There's going to be vacation time that's going to have to be either paid for or, I mean, you guys are in an unusual situation that you have to be there and you have to be, I mean, you're working long hours, and if it runs into their vacation time and stuff, I'm speaking up here. I guess it's probably get these other two guys' opinion on it, and if they want to extend it out.
Would they rather have it extended out? I mean, is that what they'd rather do?
My crew pretty well would rather. They just going to take it off, and that way we don't add to the bottom line also. But
we're just referring to the comp time, not the vacation.
No.
They should have time to use that.
Right. Yes.
Which we have.
Yeah, we've still got time for them to use up.
But anything over their 80 hours of comp, we could extend that to where they can use it sometime next year. Back down to 80.
Why do we give comp time? Why don't we just pay them?
You're right.
So why do we give comp time?
Because it saves us in the long run.
Yeah. We've been doing that the last 2-3 years. Rather than pay them, we just have accumulated.
They still have the option, but the ones that take the comp time.
Actually, it's the county's option as to whether or not they'll receive pay or they'll get the time and a half off.
So they get time and a half off is what they get.
Right. Comp
time's
a comp time.
Right. Okay, that's my, I'm sorry.
Mark time off.
Right, because the county commission allows it.
Yeah.
Yes.
My question, I guess, should have been more specific, is the comp time is at time and a half off. So it is still a benefit for them having to come in. Okay. I just want to make sure we're taking care of them like that. I don't care to extend it. I mean, we need to do that for them to...
Is that the request from you all?
I have no say in that.
You got to have an opinion.
I was hoping.
Is that a yes?
It'd be nice to have an extension, but that's up to you.
Well,
Randy?
Let me ask this. You concerned me a little bit when you said vacation time. I assumed that we had all the vacation time used
utilized
up for the first.
That's the plan, yes. We're not asking anything about the vacation. I still think they have ample time to use their vacation, whoever has, because most of them just have a couple days or something like that left. I don't think anybody's got any great amount of vacation. It's to build up a comp time that within the one of the rules is we're supposed to have that used within the next pay period. Well, that's not going to be able to be possible. The part where...
And we realize that in times like this that we're not going to be able to meet that threshold,
right?
Whether it be here, whether it be in the sheriff's department, they're having to work time and a half.
It's like that storm back in the summer, you extended it 2 or 3 months on the comp time we got in that storm. And that way it don't affect the bottom figure of the payroll back here if they take it off in time instead of getting cashed out.
Do you also have a request here for executive session? Do you have some personnel issues? Mm-hmm. Well, if it's possible, could we move into that? Because we have people waiting for 10 o'clock budget hearings upstairs. Yes?
Yeah.
Is there a motion to go into executive session so we can wrap up?
Mm-hmm.
Move to go on executive session pursuant to (610.021, subsection 3).
And 12?
No. But not unless you want to do that at the... If you want to talk... Well, we can do that at 12 also. We've got it scheduled.
It's scheduled. I just didn't know if you want to do it now. Or subsection 3 and 12.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 3 and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session.